Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
Time for the RJ Bell Report, powered by Sportsbook 360 at Resorts World Catskills Casino Resort. RJ, you had to feel very comfortable. You took the over in the Kansas City game. You were sitting pretty at halftime. You won at halftime.
You know what?
So when you win at halftime, do you take that money and invest it again?
You know what's funny? They will not pay you till the game's over.
Okay.
There's a famous, we'll just say allegedly, there's a story. Well, there's a story, but we'll say it's an alleged story, where Billy Walters, who is the most famous sports bettor ever, he was in Vegas for a long, long time. He got in trouble, and I think he's still in prison with some insider trading stuff with investing. You might remember Phil Mickelson was tangentially involved. And the story was he had the biggest monster bet ever on the underdog UNLV when they played Wisconsin, when Wisconsin was in Vegas.
Right.
But here's what happened. If a game is suspended with less than or more than 5 minutes left, it's not an official game.
So the bets are done.
So the bets are done. So with like 6 minutes left and the underdog was losing big time, there was a big transistor blow up, quote unquote, and they had to shut the game down with 6 minutes. All bets were refunded.
Oh, wow.
That's called a free roll, right? He was, in theory, he was either going to win or he was going to make sure he got his money back. Now, that is a guy that wants to win.
All right, so give us you've been, all kidding aside, RJ, you've been red hot for about 6 weeks now. You have two games this week, and what do you love?
I like a good bet, but this is by far my favorite bet amongst these, is I like the 49ers. And this is, I'm not even a huge 49ers fan. I'm actually more anti-Green Bay. Green Bay has been literally out-yarded on the season. The opponents have more yards than Green Bay does. And long-term, stats are what the truth is. And if the scoreboard and the stats disagree, over the course of time, most of the time, the stats are going to be the truth. I think Green Bay is a, you know, 10-6 type team. And a 10-6 type team should be more than a touchdown or a 7.5-point underdog against this San Fran team. Thus, this is more of a fade on Green Bay. My main concern with San Francisco is the idea that their defense was amazing the first seven games. Amazing. Then the defense got average. Literally, the last nine games of the regular season, the defense gave up for San Francisco 26 points a game. That's not even average. It's worse. But then they got a couple guys back, linebacker Alexander. They looked outstanding last week. So you could say, oh, that was the difference. Except if you look at the Pro Football Focus grades for the guys that came back, they weren't very good. So, like, why did the defense all of a sudden get better? If the injured guys coming back didn't play very well, one of my main guys thinks it was about fatigue, that San Fran hadn't had a bye since week four, or had their bye was week four, and all that time playing week after week, then they finally got a bye. So I am not in love with San Fran, but that is my best bet because I'm so anti-Green Bay. By the way, guys, I'll be tweeting this out later. I just made a $5,000 bet on the AFC over the NFC. So what would you guess the generic AFC-NFC Super Bowl odds are right now?
You mean points or odds?
Point spread.
The point spread, AFC to NFC. So it's San Francisco and Green Bay to 10. I would say, I would assume minus the AFC because of Kansas City, -3, 3.5.
I say 5.5.
Pick 'em.
Really?
And you guys are right, baby. AFC's in the pocket at pick 'em. Just wow. Made that bet today, so it wasn't like some stale line. They really look at San Francisco as competitive with Kansas City. I think Kansas City is clearly the better team.
All right, you told us you like the 49ers, don't love them. Do you have any feeling on the other game?
Even less so. I kind of like, if you like the totals, and we've done a lot with the totals, I think that's been very successful here, is talking to you guys. I actually like under in the first half. And again, all first half, but that I really am afraid, and we saw it with Mahomes. If somehow Mahomes falls behind, the scoring is going to happen, right? And I also think Tennessee is the type of team they're not going to give up if they're down big. So anytime you're looking to bet unders in the playoffs, you got to remember teams won't give up like they do in the regular season. So the team leading keeps the pedal to the metal. The team behind keeps fighting back. And you get a lot of scoring at the end. It's like in the NBA when it's the playoffs, down 24 seconds left. Maybe they quit fouling, right, the Knicks. But, boy, if it's the playoffs, they keep fouling. There's more and more and more points. So I actually like the under in that game, but more in the first half you can go under. But on the side, I think you got to respect Henry. But he's the first guy in over a decade to go 30, 30, and 30 on carries, right? 30-plus, 30-plus, 30-plus. It's been over a decade. If you look at guys that just went 22-plus three straight games, they literally are about a half a yard per carry less that fourth game than they are on the season. And the fact is Tennessee's been on the road, 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 road. I think Tennessee's a fatigued team. So if you like them in general, I think early is probably better than late in the game. I think Tennessee in the second half might get real tired.
So you like you ultimately like the favorites in both games.
If I had to bet the pure side, I would bet Kansas City just because I think they're so underrated. Remember, when Kansas City was 4-0, they didn't have Hill. Now Hill's worth about a point, and their defense was, you know, bottom third of the league. If you look at DVOA over since the bye, Kansas City's defense is about eighth best in football. So if that's true, if Kansas City's D is truly the eighth best, and that offense is the best probably, then this team is historically good. And you might be surprised by this. Kansas City in our Vegas power rankings are higher than any other team in the last five seasons. So those Patriots teams, whoever else, literally, this Kansas City team, we think, is better than any team in the NFL the last 5 years.
I probably know the answer to this question because all bets are final, but how much, if baseball forced the Astros to vacate that 2017 title, how much of a rumbling would that be in Vegas?
Not at all, just because what they have a rule is once a game does go final, it's final. And the reason being, they're paying off physical tickets, right? So you might remember it's been 5-6 years. Utah and USC college football had to change a score like 20 minutes after the game, and it actually affected the spread. And I was on, it might have been Outside the Lines with Bob Lee, but I was on TV talking about that. Whereas once it goes final, once they start paying people on that final, they're never going to reverse it because then they'll end up paying both sides, and the bookies will not do that.
One final thing, RJ, I think you should know this. In the playoffs against the spread, Peter Rosenberg 7-1, Michael K 6-2.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are you, do you guys have like a competition going?
I'm in first place by 2 points, right? And Don and Peter are tied.
So who do you guys got this weekend?
We haven't picked. We picked tomorrow.
Oh, you're just getting all that information.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We get the freebies from you, and then we weigh it out.
Hey, listen, I don't want to make a big deal that I'm why you guys are picking so well, but I think the audience realizes that.
You've been on a tremendous run. You certainly made up for earlier in the season. We had our doubts.
Oh, after last year's winning?
That's right. You did a lot of winning last year.
This run you did on the last 6 weeks, I think, the best since we've had you.
You should actually come on the show next week with your shirt off. That's how good you've been.
Wow. Well, listen, that is just going to punish people. Why would we punish them?
Have a good weekend, RJ.
Thanks, guys.
The RJ Bell Report, powered by Sportsbook 360 at Resorts World Catskills Casino Resort. Sportsbook 360 includes a bar and more than 100 seats with access to cashier windows and self-serve betting kiosks to place bets on your favorite teams. Resorts World Catskills Casino Resort, playtime elevated. Gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. You must be 21 or over to gamble. Standard rates may apply. All right, well, reset. Mets and Beltran, they part ways. There's a lot of rumors about Altuve. He's denying it through his agent, Scott Boras. So let's go. John Boy will be in studio as well at 5:30. It's Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.